This is from Street Gang, The Complete History of Sesame Street by Michael Davis. Bert and Ernie were lying mute and prone in a mirrored rehearsal room when Jim Henson and Frank Oz picked them up for the first time. It would have been great if Ernie had immediately said, "Hey, Bert," but it didn't happen that way. What did occur? What usually happens when the Muppet Masters encounter a new arrival? They try it on and goof with it in front of a mirror, playing with different voices and attitudes. Muppets most often evolve in an organic way, in fits and starts. In some cases, it takes a year or more for the fully formed personality to bloom. And sometimes the puppets are test-driven, passed around from one Henson troupe member to another in the hope of finding the perfect human-Muppet match. For a few minutes on that rehearsal day in 1969, Jim Henson was performing Bert while Frank Oz was working Ernie. It was as if Bert Lahr, Cowardly Lion, and Jack Haley, Tin Woodsman, had swapped costumes on the MGM lot during the filming of The Wizard of Oz. It was, in other words, unthinkable. At some point, the universe righted itself, and Henson began ad-libbing with Ernie. Around the room, John Stone and his writers kibitzed and called out suggestions about what the characters might say or do. Oz turned the upright, oblong yellow puppet with the unibrow into what CTW film coordinator Arlene Sherman once described as everyone's idea of a blind date. A pigeon fancier and a paperclip collector who marches around his apartment to John Philip Sousa recordings. Gradually, a relationship emerged which reflected the real-life Jim-Frank relationship, Stone said. Jim was the instigator, the teaser, the cut-up. Frank was the conservative, careful victim. But essential to the rapport was the affection and respect which these two men held for each other. Ernie and Bert are best friends. So it was with Jim and Frank. Ultramarine Blue Grover was born looking at himself in a mirror, as was fitting for an exuberant, wiry, self-aware projection of four-year-old energy. Self-referential and prone to calling himself a cute, furry little monster, Grover was Sesame Street's equivalent of a second-born child, the more carefree, confident, assertive sibling who aims to please. He recovers easily from stumbles, makes the best of situations, explores without inhibition, and plays well with others. Grover's personality sprang to life fully formed in that rehearsal room. "I recall Frank Oz holding the puppet that was to become Grover in front of the mirror," Stone said. "The high, raspy voice fit immediately. The carefully precise diction fell into place. Then we played games with the names. I asked, 'What do you think your name is?' Grover would study himself in the mirror and try out a few. 'Armand? Hector? Perhaps my name is Grover.' Grover felt right, and Grover it became. His personality gave Frank a release from the uptight Bert, and Frank reveled in the opportunity to have him rush up behind Kermit, wallop him on the back, and shout, 'Hey, Froggy Baby!'